And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
There goes the neighborhood. Black guys playing rock guitar? I never thought I'd see the day.
Jimi Hendrix.
What is that black
watermelon? Really good.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Unrelated, but true. I had a watermelon White Claw today.
How was it? You had a White Claw today? A
couple shots of White Claw.
What were you doing?
Skanks. DeRosa was on.
That booze bag.
Qdoba. Yeah. Boom.
Boom. Talking about doing a 2-verse-2 podcast now with Ari. Who thought Ari would be on the side of it's Drunk Unks versus Dab Dads? Me and Lewis versus Ari and Joe. But who would have thought
it's
Ari would eventually become the... Now he's Drunk Unk. Ari Shaffir was synonymous with weed. Not anymore.
When did
Ari will stop on a pass around for weed and stuff? If you go, he'll take off for months.
It was all that jungle juice he was drinking when he went to Central America.
Maybe. It's probably what it was.
I think it was all those...
Hallucinogenic water.
Yeah, he had something with like the alcohol content that was like 200%.
Totes.
But then now he's just a booze bag. You know what sucks is... drinking's really having a renaissance in a way that it hasn't in a while.
Yeah?
And I just...
Where do you mean? You
I think just feel... I'm like looking at everyone having fun boozing.
Yeah. How many friends do you have close that are boozers? Not a ton.
Close friends? Like five or six?
That booze. That go for
the
it.
Ones
are
that
you counting me?
No.
Yeah, because I'm not a boozer.
Not at all. No. You're a dab dad.
Yeah. Dab dad, much more than a boozer.
Yeah.
But I'll drink, but I also don't drink and get drunk.
Here's the best way I can, and walking in the studio, our first guest of, well, this is The Bonfire on Sirius XM Faction Talk 103.
They don't need that.
They don't care about that. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J.
They definitely don't care about that.
We got our Black King, the Black Tiger, Lewis Johnson. On vacation, but our studio, we do have Jacob Patat.
Black vacation. Is it a black vacation?
No, it's just a regular vacation.
Where is it? Myrtle Beach? That's pretty black. St. Thomas, that's pretty black, too. That is pretty black. Oh, man.
St. Thomas.
He went with the wife, right?
The whole family.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
Hendrick,
is she on a Stella got a groove back?
She's going to get her groove back for sure. She's going to find a tall, tall island brother.
Well, we do have DJ Lewitsky, Jacob Patat, joining us for the show. Murkface Andy back home.
Hello.
And walking in the studio right now, Christine Marie Evans. And my
Tony
old,
Danza.
And my old husband. My former husband, Mike Vecchio, and my common law.
You taking my shit?
The 2555 boys.
We're back, baby. The 2555 boys. He's going around giving his Italian blessings.
Hell yeah.
How you doing?
Say hi to your mother.
I just had to burn a prayer card in my hand.
Say hi to your mother. Say hi to your mother.
I almost got into a confrontation with Andy Fiore over a seat.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
I didn't know if we had assigned seats.
Can I tell you right now?
I stood up to let you in, and you really tried to...
It was like two dogs smelling butts.
I'm going to go here, Andy, and you'll slide over.
These problems never happened in Astoria. You guys moved to Manhattan and got all bougie.
You guys became socialites.
Sorry that we rub elbows with the elite.
Damn, you guys.
Maybe if you guys came to our cocktail parties, you would have known about Roe v. Wade back in February when we knew it was flipping.
I wasn't even
aware. This is what you miss. This is what you miss. Conversations about eating clean.
Oh, my God. No. You know what I miss the most is, because we were both comics.
His company?
His company. Just the soothing grace of his company. But
and the clean eating.
He goes, you know what I miss the most? Mike always had the best bath washes.
I smelled like
Everything else I could do without.
Smelled like $1 million all the time.
Can I say it's great to come in and see friends, and also it helps that my numbers aren't good in Chicago.
Chicago.
Is it good friends and up those numbers?
Zanies.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But that's what I miss is as comics having the meltdowns. Like you're there for each other's meltdowns.
Yeah.
Like you just see, you know, you like show someone like a deadline article release, and you go, look at that. What is that?
Can you believe this?
What is that? And then you just spiral for a little bit. Yeah. And then the other
I can't
one
even get them
you.
To look at me.
Because now I do it. Now we both live with our girlfriends, and I'm pretty sure you get the same thing where you're like, are you trying to do that? Where you go, can you believe that? And she's just like, why is that a big deal? And you're like, because it is.
Because he's only been doing comedy for 3 months, and he's got... I can't explain it to you.
That's the thing that Vecchione and I did for 10 years.
Right.
You just walk in and you go, fucking boop. He's doing
this. It's like someone's filling a quota.
His girlfriend's a comic, so she gets
Katie
it a lot
gets
more.
It. My Katie's like,
yeah, she
all
has
right,
no idea.
Let it go.
She's like, what? And then she says things to you. It's so funny that Dan's got to like subtly hate like ESPN people because they were nasty to her. Is the funniest thing.
Oh,
in the
I
world.
Got a list, dude.
I know, but it's people you just watch. She's like, man, did you see so and so's hot take? Yeah, that guy's a dickhead.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah. Those guys are easy to hate.
You said my girlfriend didn't know enough about baseball.
Yeah,
fuck that dude.
I'm like, dude, Brady Quinn? Fuck him, dude.
Yeah. Suck my dick, Mike Wilbon.
Yeah, Wilbon rules. Don't you say Wilbon's shit about Kornheiser.
Yeah?
Yeah, love it.
Until he tries to look through a peephole at your girl's ass.
She goes, he had his hand up my skirt. I'm like, I'll fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Pardon my interruption. I'll fucking kill him.
Like, Milk Wilbon does the deep. Mike Wilbon made me suck him off the first day I got the ESPN. He said that's the welcome party.
He goes, that's how you get in Bristol.
I did it. A part of me thinks I loved it.
Mailbag.
He goes, get down on my mailbag.
Yeah.
Newbie.
Well, it didn't happen, and that's fucking gross you guys would say that. Your girlfriends go through similar things.
She hasn't told you if it happened yet.
No, I know all the dirt, dude. I know who to hate.
Oh, really?
I got
a list.
Yeah. Christine was molested by Gabe and Donnie, the two Jewish owners of Stand Up New York.
Yeah, they were like, let me touch your bosoms.
He goes, now they're going to argue it wasn't molesting because Christine was the aggressor, but I like to look at it as they molested her.
Christine threw her teeth and went, put my pussy in your hand.
She goes, hey, can I become the manager super quick if I, like, I don't know, finish you both off?
I would fuck all of them.
Do you ever have...
You guys went vicious quick.
No.
Is this how you guys get into
Mike.
It?
I said, well, you know, you got to keep pace.
Shot out of a cannon. Well, me and Andy Fiore almost murdered a legendary adult film star last night, Lisa Ann.
What'd you guys do? You guys were just doing blow, and what are you hitting her in the head, and then she fell?
I can only imagine.
It was a real
lifetime.
Hero-gasm scenario.
I could really tell you. I
haven't seen the episode, so no spoilers.
The reference is lost.
It's not, because I read The Boys, the comic book, Fiore. You coming in here with that weak shit. You're
Manhattan
gonna talk about,
vibes.
You're going to come in here talking about
Manhattan
book eight.
Vibes.
When you nerds are done this, whatever this is, this comic book argument.
Listen, he went after Vecchione. Vecchione challenged him for a seat. I'm still Vecchione's roommate.
I stood up to let Mike in and buy.
I didn't know where we were seating. I was over here in Kipps Bay.
Collegiate wrestler after me.
You guys are dirtbags who live in boroughs, probably.
You guys are over here trying to murder legendary adult film stars.
Mike immediately got into a wrestling stance, and I got scared.
We took her down. First of all,
no,
Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann, that's true, not we. Lisa Ann, 50 years old.
So sweet.
Yeah. 50 years old, dude. She looks
unbelievable.
Yeah,
great.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. Yeah. I'm sure there's something that, you know, and she'll tell you. It's like, you know, a lot of makeup, a lot
too,
of.
Too
whatever.
Done up in that photo.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but she
looks like by Andy Fiore. Did you see him lighten up all the likes now? I love how much Instagram tells on your friends.
We did immediately follow each other, and then, that happened.
Wow.
I bet you did. She was out of her head.
She wasn't thinking straight.
Damn, you got her all fucking.
No, she came in, she already had some drinks at dinner, and she ate meat. Big thing for her, apparently.
Where was this?
At Gas Digital.
Yesterday.
Yeah, last night. So she came in, we were bullshitting, I was smoking a joint, she took some of the joint, and then we have dabs there, and
Jay
Byron has dabs always.
There wasn't anything,
Byron's
no, no
dabs.
Jay, no Jay.
And Byron didn't do anything either. She was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then started making a video for a friend of hers, she was going to send her assistant or something. And she was just like, hey, we're hanging here. He goes, you love when I smoke weed, so that's why I'm saying this for you. And then she just does a dab.
Dude, when you're Vecchione, we got to explain to Vecchione, like, the ATF agent that he looks like.
I don't really know what they are.
Yeah, what's a dab?
They were using, hold on, set the scene. There was a blowtorch being used casually
as a former
lighting mechanism.
As a former knifer guy. Knifers are the most primitive version.
It's great.
Where you just heat up.
Love it, though.
Dude, it gets you fucking. The first time I did a knifer. I've been smoking weed since I was. I've been consistently smoking weed since I was 15. First time I did a knifer, I was 19, and I was like, this is too much. And I thought I had already smoked too much weed. Dabs are the only thing that I've ever done where it's gone past a knifer. And they basically take a blowtorch and heat up this. I mean, it's shatter. What
it's
is
like
it?
Compressed weed.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like almost like a gel.
It's in a wax.
And then they burn it. They burn it with a torch. And then.
It's fucking science.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's intense.
It's kind of like drugs and welding.
Yes.
Yes. It's a lot like those two things together. Yeah.
Dude,
it's like flash dance and weed.
It brings the fun of
Look
hard
at the
work.
Evil in this kid's eyes.
With the relaxation of marijuana.
But it does. Now here's the thing, it gets you really high.
Now see how it looks like sap?
Yeah.
It gets you pretty high. Very high. It's great.
It gets you higher than gummies and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Well,
No. It depends on who you are.
Would you say that... So Jay took a dab recently on Skanks and passed out.
Yeah.
Passed
out? Because you cough.
I was trying to... No, here's I've watched this so many times, because people keep putting it on. And I will say, I see exactly what happens. I took the dab, so I inhale it big, and I blow out big. And I start like kind of coughing a little bit. And then... On my next breath, here we go.
It scares me.
My second breath in is me taking another dab hit and then trying not to cough out. See, look, I didn't breathe out yet.
Oh.
I just suck another one in, and I'm trying to hold in coughs. And then I just fucking...
Dave Smith couldn't care
fucking
less.
Fucking lights went out for a second. Dave's doing something
Mullen
else.
Mullen looks like a fucking mafia. Like a guy that's going to testify against
my
the
hand
mafia.
Shaking scary.
The hand is what gets
my hand shaking scary, for sure.
Jay's out right there.
But I'm fine.
There he is.
Lewis's look of concern is
now. Ever since then, there is a demon from a parallel universe that I can see.
Jay goes, I haven't been able to sleep at all because there's a creature that lives in the corner of my room that Christine swears is not there.
She says it's not there, but he's telling me that she will not see him. He's assured me of this.
He's worked around it. So Lisa Ann is taking a video of herself and does a dab.
Right. Yeah. And then, and then she nay-nayed. First she dabs, then she nay-nayed.
She starts
Do you remember
it?
Tommy Boy when he's doing that speech to all his friends and then he just kind of casually
through the table.
She did that. Kind of, she just went, and then it was over. And then we went, and then Jay
it wasn't over yet.
No.
She did a dab, she was fine, and then I go...
Was this on the show? Was this on the podcast?
Outside. Out back.
After the podcast or before?
Before.
Oh, boy.
And we go, so I go, all right, we got to start this thing up. So me and Andy go inside, I assume followed by the two girls, Chanel Omari, comedian, and one of the stars of Bravo's Princesses of Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, I assume, are right behind. And me and Andy, sitting around, you know, obviously two comedian friends, dicking around, talking for 5-6 minutes before we realize no one else has come in the room. And the show's not started yet. And Shannon comes in and she goes, hey, guys.
Hold on. Shannon came in with like... I said this last night, telling us about 9/11
energy. Yeah.
She was like, guys.
One of the towers fell.
She goes, I don't know what we're going to do. How do you want to do it? What do you want to do with the show?
And everything's changed.
What do you mean? She goes, well, Lisa said she was feeling like pretty high from that dab, so I came in to get her water. And when I went outside, she's out. She's unconscious. And there was like, I think she threw up on herself. I don't know, did she throw up or she just spill water?
I thought she splashed water in her face to like try and perk herself up.
Whatever it was though.
Dude, t-shirt sleep.
I think it was a water.
Yeah, I think it was water.
But
I think she I don't think she splashed water. I think she just like spilled water. She was she was out of it.
Andy's like, I've always wanted to do Sleeping Beauty with Lisa Haney.
I said there was a movie being filmed in the bar upstairs. And there was people out back working for the movie. I'm like, if you're just some young grip who recognized her, and you go by at one point by herself, laying down, like, you know.
On
like,
the couch cushion?
Yeah. I was like, dude. But here's the funny. When she came to and came back on, and she came to do the show.
She did the show.
Yeah, I just kept.
No cushion, though. She was laying on the bench outside on the wood.
Homegirl was out.
It was
that's how high you are when you're just like, you know, when you're like, brain?
I said, do you want to go on the couch? She goes, no, this is
incapacitated.
She goes, this is great. And then, but when she came back on the show and was talking about, her first wording was that Byron had made her do this. So I'm like, no.
Whoa.
I was out there, Lisa.
Whoa.
But yeah, she got fucking whacked.
And then did the podcast.
I got to say, an impressive turnaround.
No, it's just, I'm telling you, when you pop out of it, you pop out of it. She's done coke off dicks, my bet would be. Black dicks. You know how much coke that is? It's so much coke.
We call that a Colombian knuckle. That's a lot.
That's a lot of coke to get it up to a whole dick.
You can't.
Even if you stop before the head, just shaft alone, you're doing 8-9 inches of coke.
And hold on to your triple beam. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's 1.75 grams. So we
off your they call off your it pussy. Doing a yodel.
I was in Providence, the Comedy Connection.
Yes.
We all love it. This
Congrats.
Guy, this was like maybe year one of the Bonfire, and he was like, dude, I love the Bonfire. I work at an adult bookstore that's also like a head shop.
Yeah, nice.
Come by.
Oh, wait, you mean head like weed stuff?
Yeah, not like blowjob. It wasn't a blow.
Welcome to the head shop. That's what I say before my swinger parties.
Whoa.
Hey, everyone, welcome to the head shop. Oh, sorry. Did my very short robe come undone?
Welcome to Sucks in Fucksville. That was the original title.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
So this guy was like, come out and I'll give you a pipe or like a bubbler or something. It's like outside of Providence. I was like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And there was all these adult DVDs, you know, still DVDs were still around. And I was like, oh, cool. He's like, grab a DVD. I'll give you a deal on a pipe.
It was
he's
Mark
like,
Norman.
You're like, shit. I mean, what's grab this? A DVD. I'll just grab whatever here. There's a Fat Clunkers 4, whatever. The first one, I just grab the first one I see.
Or you fanboy out. Clunkers. I go, oh, you got Spot on My Rack 3?
Shut up, dude. I know they only sell that in Japan.
Oh, my God.
They don't have this back home. This is,
oh, my God.
I don't know if my DVD okay? player's
like
in the right zoning.
Video
for
games
this.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Remember DVD zoning? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You could order where some could... DVDs, like some stuff you couldn't get in America, maybe. You could order it online, but then you have to get like a Zone 3 DVD player. Like you just won't play it because it's from a different country.
Yeah. You had to get a different DVD player?
It's insane.
Yeah. That is fucking crazy. So I walk into this guy's place and he's like, oh, I got dabs going on in the back. You want to do a dab? And I was like, yeah, the show's not till 8. Whatever.
I remember your mother used to like dabs when she'd come to my parties. What's that?
Hmm?
What'd you say, Henry?
What did you? How?
Please, Hank.
So I took one.
My parents call me Henry.
And I got that fucking high, and I went and sat in the rental car, and I was like, oh, I can't drive. No. And it was like a good maybe hour. I just sat in the car because I was that high to the point that he walked outside, and I was parked in the front, and he just like looked at me like, what the fuck are you still doing here? I had to roll down the window and be like, that dab got me too high.
Yeah.
Should have been like, I'm a cop.
Christine's people are it's pussies. Christine's got to do a fucking bong rip just to open her eyes in the morning.
What?
That's not true.
Christine, that's dependence.
Damn.
Immediately.
That's no a very. Way.
She wakes up, she goes, it's a sad thoughts. Picture. Thoughts in life.
Get them out.
No. I usually don't.
Let's go
weed.
Walk a dog.
No, it's usually after I go to the gym and walk the dog.
Yeah, the gym. Yeah, there we go. Can we have a gym story here?
All right. Sure. Hey, what was your last max, dude? This is your max.
You're a quarter.
You doing supersets or you?
What are you doing? You drop setting, dude? I bet your gains are out of this world, dude. Dude, Vecchione would make me, there would be nothing worse to compare like my Sunday when I'm just like, oh, I'm going to have pizza and all this shit. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to have chicken with the skin on. And yeah. You're like, I'm
he goes, someone's a naughty boy.
Mike, did you carb shame Daniel?
Yes. No.
At times, but then
times. Just, and Dan's like, this is my lifestyle. Please don't judge.
As I'm dumping Reese's Pieces into a Talenti.
He stays looking good, though.
Yeah, he does.
Not anymore. It's falling apart.
Stays raining gash on this handsome son of a bitch, am I right?
I have one gash that rains permanently.
Yeah, but when it rains, it pours over there, am I right? You know what I'm talking about. Wait, what?
Wait.
He's like, oh, dude, knuckles, right? She gets so.
Wait, what? Huh? Yeah, they, Vecchione, we'd have pizza on Sundays, and when you get to see Vecchione eat like a normal person, he's like, he gets amped.
I get twitchy.
He's like, dude, should we order the pizza now? Yeah. You're like, it's 3:30. We're going to have it for dinner tonight.
I'm so excited.
Oh, it's his treat, dude.
Yeah. He goes nuts.
Can I open one present on Christmas Eve?
That's exactly what it is. He's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to have two slices now, and then I'll probably have two slices before when he goes to bed.
Pizza planning.
Meanwhile, I'm drinking a 2 liter of Pepsi, and I'm like, yeah, dude, whatever.
And then we had ice cream afterwards.
Ooh.
Well, you had ice cream. Dan was crunkling up fucking other candies into his ice cream.
Yeah, I'm an innovator, Jay. Get over it.
Dude, I wouldn't. I would never look in a mirror again if I was hand putting, like scooping candy into flavored ice cream. Yeah. You give me vanilla ice cream, just
what,
vanilla,
what
and they
about?
Go, and someone proposed the idea. I go, I'll do a little of that if you're
Reese's
doing that.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
But into some double chocolate chunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's already a thing. Double chocolate chunk doesn't need anything other than toppings. You don't need to put Reese's Pieces into it.
Yeah, you don't need to, but you can. Because that's what our soldiers are fighting for overseas. So it's cool. Jay's against the troops, guys. We just learned that Jay's
probably against clit hoods also.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Freedom isn't free, Jay.
Yeah, Jay. Sorry, Jay. There's people over there paying the ultimate price. And then I'm over here living the ultimate dream.
We worked real hard to get diabetes every Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I think I did it now, though.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or
When budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Even talking to Nate, you know, because Nate's like, he's like, I got to quit candy. And that's at the age we're at now.
Is Nate thin candy? Like, he loves fast food.
Well, it's candy, he loves fast food. You're on the road with him, right?
Yeah, now he goes to Subway. That's his compromise.
Someone told me.
It's fresh.
It's got lettuce in it.
Dude, what was it? Lucy from Nashville was telling me a story. Because like, we were talking about Nate. About how much, you know, he used to have the jokes, how much she loves condiments more than any food. And she goes, Nate took us all, a bunch of people out to like the nicest steakhouse in thing and had to ask them to bring ketchup for a steak. I'm like, dude, that rules.
You know what's better about Nate?
That rules.
My favorite thing
that
about
means Nate's Nate.
Nate, hey, Nate loves ketchup.
Yeah.
Hates tomatoes.
I know.
I'm the Doesn't, same way.
What?
I don't want to eat a tomato slice.
You don't
want
to see where it came from?
No.
Yeah, don't
you
say
don't
want to
see its mom?
It's
don't,
too real.
Don't say it. It's like keeping the head on a fish.
Love
I can't
marinara sauce. Love ketchup.
Oh, yeah,
won't
you love
eat
marinara
a
sauce.
Tomato
Fiori.
Slice, baby.
Damn it, right. Fiori.
Fiori.
I forgot what it was like to be around Vecchione and his pro tomato stances.
What's next? You're going to attack Jesus?
Next, the love of a mother?
A Fontina cheese? Come at me, bro. Do you know I bought a pressure cooker a week ago?
To make bombs?
To simply to make nail bombs. I'm sick of Ralph's jogging, and I'm going to bomb his
IUD
marathon.
Bomb?
Dude, I go, hey, Jay, you left a book in the studio, and I'm not going to let it scare me. The Anarchist Cookbook isn't something you should be joking around about.
He goes, why do you have so many pages bent?
No, don't open that door.
Christine goes, Jay, you can't cook nails. She looks in the pressure cooker.
What is this? Magnets and wires?
Glass and nails? Who cooks that?
I'm not eating this stew.
I love snacks, but not this kind.
No, I got it simply to make the... And I went and watched again. By the way, I did watch again our Marvel Channel wedding. I want to make that wedding soup because it was so good.
It was very good.
It's so... And you watch us make it. Dude, he... He does. He actually a couple times does this to us. We say a thing that's funny. He goes... Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, he hated us so fucking much, dude.
I love that.
When we left.
Oh, God damn, that's funny.
When we left.
He did not want to deal with two comics making jokes, but well, here we go.
100% when we left, he did this. He was washing his hands off and he went,
he goes, they're not paying me enough.
Yeah.
Dude, his face, he doesn't laugh at one thing we say.
Oh, yeah, I don't like his energy. I don't like his.
Turn
Hardigan energy.
About each other behind their backs and then laughing at family members.
We're a lot like this onion. Yeah. Together, boring. You cut it and it'll make you cry.
Wow.
The bonfire.
I thought you were going to say that it has lots of layers, but...
Oh, sure.
Wait, what is an Italian wedding soup?
It's a soup with meat.
Yes.
Right. Well, I got that. I thought it was just dog toys thrown into a pressure cooker.
No, that's our pay for being here. First time ever my rider's been filled.
You go, what do you want? You go, I'll tell
he's
you
laughing.
What I want.
No.
I want.
No, he's
beef.
Laughing at the camera people.
Let's start this soup by making it stop.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I didn't see till he changed his face.
I looked at it. He goes, guys, like, can we? I have to move forward.
Yeah. I like that. I like the guy keeps you guys on track.
Because look, I like to have fun just as much as the next guy, but we got to get this in.
And by the way, when we try the soup, we're so blown away by how good it is because we're like, what have we done? Like, we didn't even know we were making something.
You guys know what? You've had wedding soup before, right?
Don't like it generally, but this was unbelievable.
So you got a pressure cooker to make it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And crock pot also.
What year was this? 19?
2018.
No,
yeah. Middle of pandemic, man. Was no it? Mask. We didn't give a shit, dude. We lived by the seat of our pants. It's Marvel.com. It's a regular superhero.
It was a week ago, dude. It was nuts.
Shutter, you look very clean, fresh-faced. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's before
you guys
beard,
look different.
Dan.
I know.
That was before Jay brought me into the beard lifestyle.
What are you saying?
Before
I look slimmer there?
I didn't know there was a cooking part to the show. What
neither,
is that for?
Neither did we. They asked us to do this, and then the guy didn't enjoy our company.
Yeah.
You can see, by the way, it's moving forward now. You can see me and Dan are a little defeated at this point, too. We're just like... All right, let's get it over for him. Like, let's just get through it.
So did you try to make it yet?
I think they asked us to chill at one point, too, a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they weren't fans.
Did they pull you aside? Hey, can we get us?
No, no. I think it was just like a simple thing. It's like, guys, we actually got to move forward. It's like, hey, guys, we kind of got to like move forward.
Hey, guys, we're making wedding soup, not loud asshole soup. So if you guys could shut the fuck up and move it along.
You guys are kind of ruining the marriage.
Yeah.
Right
hey,
now.
Guys.
This isn't one of your comedy skits.
I want to Frank Castle the both of you.
Yeah, he really, this dork did not enjoy our company at all.
But he makes a nice soup. Huh? Can we put a positive spin
on
it?
God can cook. For sure. Because we ate the fucking soup we made.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, look great.
We did things in it where it was like, he's literally like, throw the whole onion in there. He goes, even like the funky part that was on the floor of the grocery store. He's like, yep. Throw all of it and then you strain it.
Mm. And that's
then
the trick.
And then the meatballs, God, bah, ghoul. Well, they were good.
He fried them first?
No.
Fried them in olive oil and then put them into the soup?
He put them right into the soup. Dude, they were unbelievable. Dan, remember how good they were?
It was very good.
How good could they be, Mike?
Oh, my God.
What are you two? You two paisans getting
you're
pissed?
Right. Getting each other
you
hard.
You like a good wedding suit, Mike, right?
I love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom make like a great one or your dad?
Great one.
Yeah.
Great one growing up. And then I met a friend from Jersey in college who's Italian, didn't know what wedding soup was.
I didn't even know what it was till we made the thing.
I mean, Colorado.
What is that supposed to mean?
You guys.
Well, you come from like your landlocked garbage people. Who don't understand cultures.
What do you got, a river?
Climbers and campers.
Mountain runoff is not soup.
Yeah. You're buffalo bison garbage.
Fuck all you guys. They're very graceful animals, and they provide.
Are they graceful? Watch Dan clunk his fucking recipes in.
Yeah.
He goes, they don't even show him put it in. He goes, put a little clove in here. And Dan goes, cloves! Yeah, and just punched it.
Look at that. Look how I'm kneading that.
Ooh,
that's a man that's...
He does get his hands in there. Yes. I was wearing gloves, in fairness. He also doesn't like this. Dan makes a big meatball. He doesn't like it. Let's make him a little smaller. And then Dan's like, oh, how about this one?
Dan,
he's like,
that is a softball size, though.
Yeah, that's a big. Holy
welcome
shit.
I don't know. Colorado. Get fucking big, dude.
Wow.
He just wants to move on.
With the Colorado Rockies, not the baseball team. Fuck them.
Oh, did he sit his little gag? You put in his hand. He did like the hand hit the ground. And then we just make fun of him behind his back.
My mom put the little mozzarella in the meatball.
Yeah.
That's all right.
My God.
He goes, what do I do next? Wet lips?
He goes, how about a kiss?
He's got Dan Natterman lips.
So,
fucking LL Cool J, dude. He keeps them things licked up.
Do you think I meant to hurt you?
Now, next thing you're going to do is throw that little bit of that clove in there. Dill. You guys like dill? But yeah, I got a pressure cooker for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it happen.
It seems like a really complicated thing to make.
Not at all. Me and Dan made it complicated.
Yeah.
It was so few ingredients. And then we eat marrow. Remember this?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It was good. It was
for
like
what?
Salty
initiation?
Shit. I don't know. He told us to do it.
What kind of
and
pasta was it?
He goes, watch me get these two oafs to eat bone marrow.
He goes, they give them both cancer.
Ew. Ew, I did it. Have you eaten marrow, Jacob? That seems like something you've probably eaten before. You love it, right?
Jacob.
I mean, yeah, it's good. It's rich.
Sucks it right from the bone.
Yeah, it's good old.
Nothing like fresh killed marrow.
I like how you put a little fucking, little schmutz on that. Mm-hmm. A little Italian schmutz. Oh, Escarole.
It's so good.
Escarole?
Fiori, can you cook?
I made Big Ziti last night.
Big Ziti?
Yeah.
It's not cooking, dude. That's fucking.
What do you mean?
That's fucking swingers party buffet.
Well.
True.
Jay went to a singer's party. There was Big Ziti.
That's all it is.
I knew I was going to.
So now,
Big Ziti is also Cub Scouts potluck. I'm telling you, it's your mom doesn't care enough, and she taught you how to make Big Ziti.
No, I make the Italian basics though. I can't go crazy.
Yeah,
I can't make soups, nothing like that.
You ever make your own stuffed shells?
You
ever make your own stuffed shells?
No, never from scratch like that.
Where you get to design your own filling, bitch.
Build your own filling?
I'll make you guys in Big Z. You'll love my fucking... I use Italian ground beef, a turkey ground beef with Italian seasoning instead of regular ground beef.
It's just nice Big flavor. Z, dude.
I know, but I'm saying, for me, you would love it.
Yeah? Well, I'm going to take your word for it because you did say that you wouldn't even have tried Lou's fucking Lou stew, whatever that shit was.
Well, to ask Mike if you would.
Lou's tuna stew?
Oh, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you right
fucking
now.
Fucking warm.
I'll speak for Vecchione on this. There's no way he tries it.
Exactly. I was with Jacob
no
on that
no way he
one.
Tries that to casserole.
That sounds
Lou's
bad.
Casserole?
You
would
have tried it?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't.
Tuna stew?
No.
Cream and mushroom soup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out right there.
Shells.
Yeah.
Tuna fish.
Mm-hmm.
Peas?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oregano.
Lots of oregano.
A heaping helping of oregano.
Did you say the glop already?
Huh?
Did you say what the glop was?
The glop is cream of mushroom soup. A lot of cream of mushroom
soup.
Did
you say American Kraft Singles?
Oh, and then Kraft Singles melted on top. Oh,
I forgot about the ice layer.
That sounds like terrorism.
And a can of peas.
And a can of peas.
Sounds like Al-Qaeda.
He brought it in.
A can of peas.
He brought it in, and I've asked him about this off air, genuinely thinking we were all going to be like surprised. It is fucking great. He couldn't believe that we were all like, I think I'm sick.
You guys can't understand casseroles. You never made a casserole.
That's what it is.
Stay the fuck out of my casseroles.
I've had casseroles. Everyone's had hamburger helper.
You've never made it. You've never made it.
It's your palates, not Lou.
Yes, it's you guys.
Off air, Jay, did you start the conversation? Look, you Pollock.
Just what kind of fucking slop did you bring?
How many Pollocks does it take to make a Tudor casserole?
And Dan liked it, you liar.
I loved it. I did like it.
He didn't like it. Dan's not.
He's being
this
sweet.
Is where he's not confrontational.
Danny's ranch on everything.
That's true.
By the way,
his taste buds.
I told you. Give me a can of Canada Dry ginger ale.
You said you didn't feel good afterwards.
I didn't feel good afterwards, but I enjoyed it when I ate it.
But your body was rejecting it.
Dude, I got back home and it was like, that noise, and I was like, oh no.
That's how it's supposed to go.
Oh, by the way.
I've had less cream of mushroom soup when I've eaten a bowl of cream of mushroom soup.
Myrtle wouldn't leave me alone. She kept smelling me. Oh,
cream of Dan.
So. Just like how dogs can smell diseases. She goes, there's something wrong with you inside.
I sit down and she was like, you okay? I was like, bro.
Lou, so you know, by the way, your casserole didn't look like the one on the picture Christine has up there. It didn't. It was gray. It was the color of Roger from fucking American Dad.
That's from the tuna and the glop.
Tuna's not gray.
Fuck yeah, it is. Mine
and
is.
Then we found out that he bought all the ingredients.
At a gas station.
At a fucking Sunoco. God.
What? Peas don't go bad. What do you think? Canned peas go bad?
Whatever, you highfalutin Manhattan douchebags.
You trying to get these guys on your team? You got to be a Queens guy like Lou now. I mean, I make macaroni and cheese. That's basically a casserole of some sort, just with less ingredients. Sometimes less is more, though. You know what I mean? I tend to leave the oregano out of my mac and cheese.
Oh, hey, now that I got Mike here, I got kind of shamed last time I was on here because my pronunciation of bruschetta.
Oh, I take it back.
Okay, thank you.
I take it completely back.
Thank you.
I'm wrong, and you're completely right.
Wow.
Someone's really
took all the
corrected
fun out of
me.
That.
Someone corrected me. They go, it is bruschetta.
Is it?
I'm like, oh, shit.
I knew
just call it bruschetta always.
I don't know. I thought it was bruschetta.
Right. You well, fucking call yourself
wrong.
An Italian? Who is this
kind of
fraud?
What do I know? 5 years of Tony and Tina's wedding.
Five.
What do I know?
That's half a decade.
Did you ever see nudity backstage? Theater people don't give a shit.
No, not backstage, but we all kind of slept with each other there.
Nice.
Damn.
Did you ever get to sleep with Tony? I assume you laid out Tina, but did Tony give you a piece of the pod? Did you go for the fucking round robin?
It was the 90s. Things were different.
Hey, Jay, look at me. I was Tony.
Christine, go ahead, play.
And let's I was also Dominic.
Let's get an official.
Bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
Bruschetta.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care for her.
Yeah.
Dialect.
She was agreeing with
bruschetta.
You.
Bruschetta.
Oh, you just
sounded
like,
real bitchy.
Yeah. You don't like when girls talk in general. I get you. Pipe down, fucking Google.
Yeah, you heard
dumb bitch.
Mike,
you heard
there?
Fiore.
Yeah.
He don't think women should vote.
Hey, Siri, make me a fucking sandwich.
We finally got enough people in the Supreme Court to overturn that dumb law.
Isolate that.
Good news,
right,
everybody.
Can we send that to all of Andy's?
Hey, everyone! No gay marriage. Congratulations. Now you gotta go back to fucking each other everywhere. Christ Almighty! Christ Almighty!
Let's go to traffic.
Let's go to traffic on the ones.
I do it every time I call.
I love it.
Let's go to traffic on the ones.
I keep seeing all this. The Jussie Smollett makes his Hollywood. He did a red carpet. I thought he's hated across the board. It's the guy that lied about getting
making
jumped.
A comeback.
That's got to be one of the weirdest.
But he never
things
admitted he
our...
did it. He keeps saying it was real.
Did he go to jail?
No, he went to court and had a suspended sentence or something. Whatever.
Going on a red carpet, knowing that, and then just knowing everyone's taking pictures of you, being like, "What the fuck is he doing here?" And you're like, "Hey," it's like, chick, 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 chick. And he's like, "They're not kicking me out."
Right.
He's like, "They're letting me go. Mm-hmm. This is crazy." And everyone's like, "What the fuck is he doing here?" So he's acting like it didn't happen. Hey guys, what's been going on?
He did a Costanza.
Yeah,
he goes, shows up for
remember
work
me from
day.
The show Empire and nothing else ever.
You guys remember when I was in Mighty Ducks and Empire, and then now
he's in Mighty Ducks.
Wait, dude, did he beat himself up for being gay and then say guys jumped him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The BET Awards. Well, that's a ballsy place to show up. Although the BET Awards ain't what they are. If you remember last year's BET Awards, that's when I found her.
Mm-hmm.
But that was also the one where I told you when What's-His-Face comes out, Lil Nas X, and really, like, just slaps his cock on the floor with a bunch of other gay guys for minutes, and then just when they go to the wide shot of the audience and you see, like, Method Man and Lil Wayne trying to be like, it's cool. Okay. So the BET Awards are a goddamn mess.
This is weird, though, to do that, to do, like, such a public thing and then just show up on the red carpet like, hey!
Didn't do it.
What?
Hey, didn't do it.
Hey, didn't do it. Take my picture. I'm really excited. I'm really excited. Oh,
there he is in our hallway.
I'm excited to see Megan Thee Stallion. Take my picture.
No more. I'll tell you what. That slap at the Oscars was the most exciting awards thing since the Source Awards, man. They don't have award shows like that anymore where it goes to hell.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I really where everyone gets to say their speeches where I go, I want to thank the choreographers and the creative people all involved in putting this vision together for this video. And also, see me in the parking lot, motherfucker. See me in the parking lot and talk that shit, Pete Diddy. All right, y'all. Thank you. Also, Len Gershowitz, my agent. I'd like to thank a lot of people involved in this one. My engineer, Bob Rock, sitting home. All right, kids, go to bed now. Motherfucker, I brought my shit. You bring your shit? Okay, thank y'all. God bless.
God bless. God is good.
That was the best. Remember that? He goes, they give him the award. He goes, thank you for the award. Hey, that motherfucker was up here talking shit before.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Being all up in the videos.
Yeah, that's the infamous Suge Knight.
Yeah, that Suge Knight one was good.
It's the best.
I bet it'd be funny to watch like award shows try to have those moments now for ratings where they're like, oh, did you hear what happened during the daytime Emmys? Someone from General Hospital threw a chair at all my children.
Has there been a major awards show since the Oscars that has tried to spoof what happened with Rock and Will Smith?
Nate wore a helmet at the Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
That's really funny.
It'd been funnier if he had a gun.
Come see me, dude.
He just pulls his shirt up.
With your bald ass wife.
He goes, I don't
know. Something, motherfucker.
He goes, I'm going to make jokes about the whole front row. And ain't nobody going to do nothing
open
about it.
Open carry here in Tennessee.
I'm Red State Nate.
It's my 2A rat.
What was the award show with the extended vagina shot that we watched?
Oh, that was Grammys.
I want to say.
What did P. Diddy host? The Grammys?
AVN?
No.
AVN?
The Billboard Awards.
Was it the Billboard?
Halitation?
You guys almost put a slide on that In Memoriam yesterday.
Yeah, he bought the Billboard Awards, and one of those twerkulator city girls, Snatch, was out for like 5 minutes.
Wow.
What?
We almost put something on the AVN In Memoriam for that.
You guys almost put a slide on that In Memoriam at the AVN.
Yeah, for sure. That would have been a real clap. She would have got her own individual clap for sure.
Fuck yeah, dude. They would have done a
cheer bigger for certain people.
They would have done
she would have gone last.
She would have done a 10-load salute.
Wow.
Just three of the biggest dicks.
Skirt's up, her panties to the side.
She got a full fucking lip.
Her lip and clit hood are both out.
For those of you who heard that, I hope you enjoyed it.
Lip, dude. I think it's hilarious. We were all talking at once, or no one's talking, staring at pussies.
Did I just try so hard to get a 10 cock salute joke out, and then everyone trampled all over it? But the two people that heard it in real time, thank you.
Oh, someone crashed their car. Yeah.
We can go back to Lou's tuna stew.
Dude, live TV pussy, huge.
Yeah.
It mostly happens in Spanish places because those girls come out with. There's no rules over there, like over here. Things that would never happen here.
Yeah.
Like a super hot, tiny short skirt, like TV morning host, like the Regis over there, like picks her up and throws over her shoulder and her aunt. She's like, oi, pussy out. And he's like, ay, ay, ay. And then the Morocco's kids come out and it's like fucking. It's a shit show.
Yeah.
It's a wild, wild time.
Well, like Telemundo and like.
Yeah. If you look up pussy slips on TV, it's mostly Spanish shit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of Basic Instinct moves, but mostly it's them just doing like dumb. The guy, you know, the host of the show, he'll pick a girl up like a baby and her snatch is just between her butt cheeks.
Good morning,
and
South America.
He's like, shut up, stupid bitch. You have no rights here.
Yeah, I love that.
Whoa. Buenos dias.
Yeah. It rules, dude. It rules. Did he say anything on the red carpet, Jussie Smollett?
I didn't see.
I said free Ron Jeremy. Talking.
Free Ron Jeremy.
He just shouts out another guy.
Dude, how about Ron Jeremy? The way he looked the last time they showed him, dude, with that gray hair.
He's in holding still. He hasn't been sentenced.
He looks cursed.
He's going to get, he's up for like 230 years.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to get it worse than fucking R. Kelly. Yeah. And Ghislaine Maxwell. Is this him talking?
Yeah.
Which?
All the way on the left. Yeah. Your directorial debut.
Feature film.
It's about a boy who gets attacked for being gay.
It's crazy. It happens in Chicago by a subway.
He should do it as a musical. I think it'll really sell.
I don't know these guys. Yes, you do. I don't know.
It was you.
Yeah. Why did you sell this man? You say you're afraid of money. He bit me with a pipe for loving the pipe.
Hands, feet. He's doing the choreography. Hands, more feet.
He goes, how'd you get through it, Jesse? He goes, social crack smoking.
I wonder if he talked to Don Lemon about this. Because him and Don Lemon have a relationship, they said.
Do they really?
Not intimate, no, a friendship.
Oh, well, yeah. You know how that goes, though.
Damn, you guys just heard the hot tea. Vecchione broke the fact that Don Lemon and Jesse Smollett are having sex.
There was an SVU recently that just did a thing where, like, the father... Some kid got kidnapped or something, I think by like a trainer or something in the house. And like the father was like, what he found was the father started fucking the trainer or something. He had to admit it. He's like, well, he came. And again, because the guy was like a seductress. They did it like the movie or the documentary, Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They took it from that. It was like he was fucking the mother, and then it turned out he was also fucking the father, and the father was jealous and upset.
Damn.
Can you imagine being a kid? Not only a lot of kids find out their parents cheat, or find out like a hard way of that. To find out they're both cheating with the same dude is a lot to swallow.
One man to completely implode your family.
Yeah, he goes, Jesse Smollett. He goes, what happened? He goes, took your mom away. He goes, and my dad.
Got them both.
They're still fighting over him.
Yeah, I hate it. Haven't had a peaceful Christmas since that son of a bitch came into their lives.
They're polyamorous now.
Oh, man.
How gross. I've talked about that a lot since we watched that. If you just change the word to polyamorous, everyone's so proud of these. There was an AGT guy.
Yeah.
We watched his stuff. He's got two wives. He goes, we're polyamorous. And the place explodes with clapping. Mm. And I go, I just watched a fucking 7-part series about why this is illegal and gross and a weird thing to do to people. And everyone's just like, yay. You don't want to say anything. You throw a word like polyamorous.
People go, they're a group.
They just go, oh, it's a thing. We have to respect what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the word. It's so brave.
What's the difference between polyamorous and plural marriage?
Or, that's what I'm saying. Or polygamy. Yeah, it's the same thing. No. I guess legal.
Listen,
but there's no such
Jay,
thing as
none of us are Mormon lawyers, okay?
It's actually our new side podcast.
Yeah. Mormon lawyer.
Mormon lawyer. I practice Amish law and Mormon law.
Wait, is it polygamy is being married to someone and then falsely marrying somebody else?
Well, it's what it has to be because none of them will be legally seen ever. But this guy, both these girls were wearing wedding rings. Remember? We looked at it.
So if you're cool with it, it's polyam.
Right.
If you just call it polyamorous, everyone's like, oh, that's not fucking weird.
It's like how some people call marijuana grass.
Or dabs, poor Lisa. R.I.P.
R.I.P., dude. Gone but not forgotten.
That Under the Banner of Heaven series I watched was like was from a book.
Oh, was that good?
Like a fiction show. It was good. But like they have that, like they show, it's so great, the beginning of having to tell like your wife that you think we're going to start doing that kind of Mormonism.
Yeah.
They're already so into God and everything. And they always have the fundamentalists are weird. But then if the husband gets sucked into the fundamentalist thing, which is pretty easy sell.
Right.
If you're already going where like I live every day for like a annoying, boring, like religious reason, you're like, well, dude, I can fuck three of these fucking chin hair bitches. All right, sure,
yeah,
and go for it. So it's neat, but having to tell a girl like the, could imagine like the lowering the radio in the car to Christine and being like, so
I was thinking,
I was talking. How does that, the Lord actually does think we should? I should probably have some younger pussy in the house too.
Do you think it starts with more "I'm thinking" or "I found this crazy part of Scripture"?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
A man should take undeth over.
It's not even really what I want.
It's the pussieth. It's the pussieth. I need more prosaic.
I mean, try. How do you get to that conversation? I tell you, I remember always trying to break up with a girl when I was a teenager, and I put on Dave Mason's "We Just Disagree" song, and then in the middle of the song, I lower the radio. I go, this is. I feel this is like us right here. It's like no one's wrong. We just don't see the same way.
Song makes a good point.
Yeah, you see, I did that with, but I did it with Black Sabbath, and I turned it down, and I went, "See, you're a war pig."
You know what I mean? You're poor, and you fuck a lot.
He's just singing it like Ozzy.
Satan laughing spreads his wings.
He's just, Dan, I gotta get out of here.
Oh Lord, yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's a pig.
Dude, that's a breakup song. I go, this will get the ball rolling the conversation. By the way, she's like, I was always an old soul with music. So this is a time where it's like, I should have been playing like club music or like new Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm playing Dave Mason for, because I listen to this kind of stuff.
Yes.
I love that.
And just playing that and going like.
It's crazy what he says.
The song
right?
Really is like, the lyrics are crazy, because like it's saying, it's like, it doesn't have to be anybody's wrong particularly. It's just two people that aren't supposed to be together.
That's pretty powerful.
Did you guys?
She was like, what? I was like, no, I know. It's like, I think you said the other day too, you were feeling weird because you saw your ex-boyfriend, right? Are you guys feeling some stuff? Yeah, that's cool. Going on?
Did you guys ever plagiarize musical lyrics for like homework assignments?
No, I did way worse. That's early Bonfire.
Sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, you were here on the Bonfire.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
I plagiarized the entire song Amanda by Boston and put in the word Deanna for Deanna Brady, thinking again that I'm an old young person. So I'm like, no one knows Boston. My stepfather loves Boston. That's why I know Boston, the band. And I just changed. And it's giving it to her. Not even thinking.
It starts with Babe.
How intense.
It starts with Babe.
I swear to you, not only did I start with Babe, I treat it like it wasn't a poem. I wrote it was a letter, but I did the repeats of the choruses.
That's so funny. You know you did.
And it says, I love you so much. It says, it talks about such definite rest of our lives, all this crazy shit. And I gave it to her thinking it was going to make her so happy. And also that no one in my school would know the song Amanda.
Damn,
by Boston. And when I walked down the hallway, and five girls in a pack, like, giggling at me and then singing the actual song. They go, take you by surprise and make you realize, Deanna. I'm like,
huh? Yeah,
I got to walk to class.
It's a tribute.
Did you?
I knew it.
Did you put it in, when you were done writing it, did you, like, put it in an envelope and you're like,
no,
here we go.
Did you write?
I didn't put it in an envelope. I think I folded it up into one of those pull heres.
Oh,
did
yes.
Did you title it, like, Deanna, your original poetry by Jay Oakerson?
Nope. Just starts off, babe, tomorrow's so far away. There's something I just
there
have
had to
say.
To be, I'm gonna give you, there had to be a little bit where she was like, this motherfucker's got bars.
Yeah.
And then so she, and then in the middle of the first
spit.
The middle of the first chorus.
Spitting. All right. And then she goes, Oh God damn it, it's
wait
Amanda.
It's Amanda by Boston. God damn it.
Then she breaks.
She goes,
it?
I'm gonna tell you right away, I can't wait another day. Oh, this is Boston.
Second son verse. Of a bitch.
Second verse.
This is Boston. Classic Boston.
I used to steal Red Hot Chili Peppers lyrics for like poetry written assignments.
They pull you aside. They go, Andy, we're afraid that you're addicted to heroin and living
under the bridge one day.
He goes, I'm pretty concerned here. In almost shining like fashion, you've just wrote the words, give it away, give it away, give it away now, over and over for an entire composition.
Andrew, who is calling you, sir, Psycho Sexy?
Yeah. Dan, we noticed on your recent paper that you're talking about selling crack cocaine. I go, yeah, that's actually from Reasonable Doubt.
Told a girl you wanted to suck her kiss?
Yeah. That's from a Jay-Z album.
Yeah, that's my poetry.
It's so funny. He goes, this story you wrote about you moving as a young man to Los Angeles and being exposed to the crazy wildlife before ultimately becoming a rock star yourself?
Yeah.
Seems disturbingly like the Welcome to the Jungle.
I know. Can you just give me one hot minute to think about this?
He goes, I'm just going to bring it up to you real quick. I don't think you're feeding your dogs gunpowder. So they can devour the criminals.
I go, bro, stop.
Trying to stop your decimals.
You're trying to soul squeeze me.
Yeah.
I like it. That being said, I think we should stay together. I like your effort.
He goes, I gave you a C, but I want to talk to you because it starts, your essay begins with, I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
Dan, who are you hanging out with where you say to them, yeah, do you like that? We can do this shit every weekend.
I used to do that.
Is that all right?
I took Grateful Dead lyrics.
Is that all right with you?
Put your all lips on my dick and suck my asshole too. I'm a freaking heat. A dog without warning. I need my glasses. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny. Yeah.
Hey, Dan, why did you say in this particular assignment that you wanted me to suck in on your titties like you're wanting me?
Can you explain? I put my hand up on your hip when I dip, you dip, I dip again?
Two Live Crew rules. He goes, now, I know it's in the middle here. I'm going to pull a part of here out of the middle I highlighted. It says, I know he'd be disgusted when he sees your pussy busted. Won't your mama be so mad if she knew I got that ass? Now, I don't know how this relates to the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
It's a very vivid picture you're painting.
I laid out the instructions pretty clear. It said, write something in iambic pentameter, and you came back with, don't stop, let me see you doo-doo brown. I want to rock. I want to rock. I want to rock.
Now, is that a purposeful stutter? Because I did like the creative direction you
did. Did you get caught? You must have gotten caught.
No.
They just thought you were prolific.
This is early, 90s, no internet, no way to look that shit up. If Mr. Jaffra didn't know the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's pretty creative.
Mr. Fiore, fantastic work, and I hope to one day find your Stairway to Heaven.
Oh my God, where is this bitch?
Excellent use of
all. You guys didn't use rock there?
I hope one day you find your Stairway to Heaven.
Andy, I don't know what this process of Californication is. But I hope your scar tissue heals.
Never stop dreaming of it, though.
Yeah.
Never stop dreaming of Californication.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Mike Vecchione and Murkface Anvi.
Anvi.
Andy Fiore.
Andy.
He goes, Fiore. Oh, dude, I remember this. He goes, this is my dissertation for...
He goes,
my thesis.
I wrote an AP geography paper. Mike Vecchione, comicmikev.com. What is it?
At Comic Mike V.
But the website.
MikeVecchione.com.
He's going to be in Chicago. He's going to be there.
Zanies.
July.
Is that downtown?
1st?
You're going to downtown?
Downtown Chicago, yeah.
That's July 1st and 2nd. That's 24 tomorrow.
24 hour Starbucks.
That's tomorrow
dude.
And Saturday.
Tomorrow and Saturday.
Dude, go Chicago. Go fucking buy those tickets up.
24 hour Starbucks right by the club.
Oh, is it?
Nice. Dude, fuck yeah. Vecchione rules. Go see him, Chicago.
Oh, hell yeah. First time headline, Janie's?
No, I've been there before.
Nice. It's great. Fucking great club.
AndyFiore.com. Yes. BigJComedy.com. DanSutter.com. We'll be right back.
Both these young men have a special coming up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We'll keep your eyes peeled.
Some special talk.
Bonfire. Sorry.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.